Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about when God commanded a covering for the altar. I'm going to read you from Numbers chapter 16, verses 37 and 38, where we read this. Tell Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, to pick up the censers out of the blaze, for they are holy, and scatter the fire some distance away. The censers of these men who sinned against their own souls, let them be made into hammered plates as a covering for the altar. Because they presented them before the Lord, therefore they are holy, and they shall be a sign to the children of Israel. It's one of the more dramatic but often forgotten scenes in the Old Testament. It was Moses and Aaron against Korah and his 250 leaders. This fellow Levite named Korah shot some verbal missiles at Moses in front of the whole nation, saying things like, Moses has a big head, and Moses thinks he's better than us, and anything else he could think of. Korah was persuasive in his attack, and 250 leaders in Israel put their finger to the wind and figured that it was blowing in Korah's direction. They joined Korah in rebellion against Moses. The contest was laid out. They would duel with priestly incense pots and fire in front of the tabernacle of meeting. Moses and Aaron were on one side, Korah and the 250 on the other side, and the whole nation would seem whom God favored. Since Korah and his companions questioned Moses and Aaron's right to lead the nation and conduct the priesthood, each group would come to the Lord as worshiping priests, and God would show which group was accepted. Moses made the rebels take the position they desired, the position of priest. Often the best judgment on the divisive and rebellious is to actually let them lead. The contest was no contest. As the two sides gathered at the tabernacle, God first sent an earthquake to swallow up Korah and his two assistants. Then God sent fire from heaven, and it burned to death the 250 leaders who followed Korah. In the end, each one of the 250 was completely identified with Korah. Perhaps that wasn't how they meant it. Perhaps they said something like this, "Well, I don't agree with everything Korah says, but he's got some good points." But to God, all those distinctions were lost, and they all perished along with Korah. At the end of this horrifying scene, there were 250 charred bodies with their futile, singed censers, that is, they were incense pots, lying about. Under the direction of Moses, the true priests picked among the bodies the charred flesh, the stench and the smoke, the smoldering embers, and the twisted parts, and they made careful count because God had a plan for each one of those 250 censers. All of the censers were hammered flat together, and the fate of the 250 were forever attached to Korah. Those censers, as I said, were beaten flat, and they were used to cover the main altar of sacrifice. They were preserved, because even though Korah and his followers worshipped wrongly, they worshipped the right God. Their fire was to be scattered away. It was strange fire, not acceptable to the Lord of all. But the censers were thus memorialized. An important reminder was established. God appoints his leaders, and no one should be a divisive rebel like Korah. For centuries after this, every time a worshiper or a priest brought a sacrifice to the altar of Israel, they saw it had a curious patchwork, beaten, finished, patterned out of patches of bronze. They remembered Korah and his 250 leaders. Seeing that right on top of the altar of sacrifice was a vivid reminder of man's sinfulness and our need for atonement. Seeing the altar itself was a vivid reminder of God's provision of atonement. Those are two things that God never wanted forgotten. Our need and his provision. So let me ask you, are you mindful of those things today? Look at God's altar and see our need and his provision.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.